Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny Terry McLaurin out, will not play, did not even travel with the team today to Los Angeles. Maybe not shocking, but notable. He is not close enough that on Friday, it wasn't even worth bringing him out there to see how things were feeling as you get closer to Sunday. Which, number one, I think puts his status for next week at least in question.
Yeah.
If you're this far away, we said this with Jaden. Remember when they ruled him out on the Friday before a game? In the first time he missed a game? Well, you can't possibly think he's going to be just locked, loaded, ready to go Wednesday to practice in full next week. And sure enough, he ended up missing a second game. I think it is very possible that McLaurin could miss next week. Now, we don't know. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but it's on the table. That's point number one. Point number two. How many years into the league is Terry McLaurin right now?
Is this year eight?
This is year seven.
Seven.
This is the first time in seven seasons that an injury has forced this player to miss back-to-back games. It has never happened before. Weeks after missing the entire camp, missing the entire build-up to the season, missing all of the practices that he did, with people saying every step of the way, your risk goes up for soft tissue injuries, your risk goes up to get hurt early in the year by not practicing. My point when people would say that was to acknowledge it, to understand it, to say, yeah, that's reality. That's what the numbers say. If it happens, we'll talk about it then. It has happened. It is time to continue to talk about it. We are going to be going into week number six, and he is going to have 10 catches or whatever it is this football season. It happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not telling you he got hurt because of that. I don't know. I'm not telling you he hasn't been more involved in the offense solely because of that. But I have this. For the first time in seven seasons, he is having his worst statistical performance when he's on the field, and he is more hurt than he's been at any point. I'm just presenting information.
Yeah.
It has happened. The fear of why you show up and why you do all the stuff and why you practice and why you get ready and him not doing it and what that could mean has come to fruition. It has come to our doorsteps now. We can't avoid it. He's missing another game. We're going to be five games in, and Terry McLaurin has not been close to Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I generally love being right more than anything on the planet. I don't take a lot of satisfaction in that, but that's the threshold I crossed before that second preseason game. Meaning there was a handful of days where I went, okay, you are now, even if you came back today, as I'm talking about Terry McLaurin, if you came back today, you'd still be too late to play in that second preseason game. No way you're going to play in the third. And remember, the Ravens backed out of that dual, the joint practice situation, which was, I think, a far bigger detriment than we probably even realized at the time. We made a big deal about it then. You have lost the ability to prepare adequately for the season. You are then putting yourself in a position, at best, to get off to a slow start. At worst is this, and here we are. And I keep qualifying it over and over and over and over again. I'll continue to do so. We will never, ever know if this is he got hurt on a football play because it was a football player where he got hurt, or if he might have bounced back already had he put in all the prep time. It's impossible to say, okay? None of us are doctors that have done the examination. None of us can go in with a micro camera and look at the muscle fibers and what they would have been versus what they are versus what they were during the injury. No one will have any clue. But the point is, there is a correlation. Other receivers got banged up too that were at all the appropriate stuff. This dance, whatever you'd like to call it, hold out, hold in. If you're cynical, call it a tantrum after a while. If you're, you know, the ultimate Terry stand, you can call it standing up for himself. Whatever you'd like to call it, this was the risk. It has now happened, to your point. So I think it's okay to be like, hey, I'm a little irritated about that. That the guy that's making the most, who wanted the most, who wanted more than this and that and the other, is off to his worst statistical start and is now hurt. Whether that was the fault of the holdout or not, we won't know. I just know that it's happened, and this isn't particularly fun.
In the Giants game to open the season, Terry McLaurin caught 2 balls for 27 yards. The following week against Green Bay, he had his best numbers. You'll remember, though, he caught a few balls. I'm not taking this away from him. I'm just telling you what happened. A few balls on that final drive of garbage time at the end of the game. It was kind of lax defensively, and they're just throwing the football. And so that was the how many shrimp is Toby going to have to eat day, where he had to surpass Terry's yardage total against the Packers, and he got up to 48 yards in the second half with a couple of those garbage time catches. But he went 5 for 48 in that game. It was the third game and the last game he played against the Raiders when they won convincingly, when he actually had 74 yards on 3 catches. And there was a 56-yard play. That was the one he got hurt on, diving into the end zone. He probably scored a touchdown. I think he got screwed out of a touchdown. They marked him down at the 1-yard line. And on a tackle, a physical football play, he got hurt. Now, by definition, based on what we think the injury is, it is technically a soft tissue injury, but he got hurt via a tackle, and he could have gotten hurt on that tackle even if he showed up at camp and did everything. But here's the point I want to make. Take that 56-yard catch out of the equation, okay? Schemed up, albeit. A lull them to sleep with your running game, hit them with a little double move, like a sluggo type thing from Terry McLaurin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
56-yard play. You're talking about a 10-yard-per-catch average for him in the early part of the year. Like, when they got him the football, it was just kind of your quick, easy button, line of scrimmage throw on a screen, or 8 or 9 yard hitch stop route thing where you're turning around and looking back at the quarterback, and you're just trying to get the flow of the offense going for a few yards, like a handoff, almost. That's what it was. It was 9 for 91, other than that one big catch. Now, it happened, and I give him a lot of credit. And he also should have had a much bigger catch than that. If you remember week one, he ran like a kind of a stop and start post type move where Jaden overthrew him by a mile on a play that they hit every single time in the second half of last year. Do you remember that play?
I do, yeah.
I think that play is probably a touchdown if he's at training camp too, but he wasn't, and the timing wasn't there. And so he was overthrown. Not his fault. He ran a good route. He was wide open. So it's a dependent position. I'm not sitting here saying he's played badly. I'm just telling you that the numbers through 3 games were the worst that they have been in 3 games, and now, for the first time in 7 years, an injury is costing him multiple weeks. Hopefully only 2. Maybe it's 3. Maybe he's not there on Monday night against the Bears next week. I don't know. But I am annoyed. It's not personal. I'm not mad at Terry McLaurin. I'm annoyed that we're here. I'm frustrated by this situation. It had the possibility of backfiring, and I think it has backfired.
That's a good way to put it. My frustration is a little bit more annoyance at McLaurin and by extension his agent.
Can I say why for me it's not?
Please, sure.
I just think it's the business of football. I think you did the thing that the player does when they want the money. You played the game. I'm not hating the player. I'm hating the game. So the thing happened. Peters is involved. Washington's involved. Terry's involved. Buddy Baker's involved. Everybody's involved. So they can all catch some if they want. They can all catch some. But it's not about him. I'm not angry at him. I'm angry at the situation. It could have backfired, and it has. We're going to be going into week 6 in this town, and your number one wide receiver with the $30 million AAV is going to have 10 catches through those 5 games of football. and he's going to have been not able to post the last couple of weeks. This is Mr. Durability. That was one of the big arguments everybody made about why you have to pay him. It makes it harder to be durable when you don't get your body ready.
I just got to this point, I think, a week before everybody else. I'm not giving myself credit for it, but just basically saying, like, my frustration, I'm going the entire offseason. I said, hey, I get what you're doing, man. It's not set up for you to win this when you're under team control. If you have agitated enough, maybe you can get a trade, then an extension from somebody else, a la DK Metcalf, but the comps aren't particularly good for you. Do what you can, man. You've been really valuable. You've been a great citizen. You've done everything right here. You know, it's the, I hope my sons grow up to be like you, that whole nine, you know, on the whole nine yards. There is a walk away point, though, where you lose me as the ally. He passed that. He and his agent passed that point where my argument then was you are doing detriment to yourself as a player this year where you're under contract and the team that you're under contract for this year. You already owed money. You were not a free agent negotiating with everybody else. You're stuck here. The CBA does not favor you and your agent to win this, and you didn't win. You signed a team-friendly deal really late. Maybe it was to send a message, let them know you weren't satisfied with it, whatever. Everyone sang kumbaya at the end, but they basically got a one-year extension with an out after that. That's not what you were declaring that you were going for. They let the agent Buddy Baker patrol around and go $96 million deal and injure himself, patting himself on the back. And it took one cursory look to go, yeah, it's pretty much a 1 year extension with an out afterwards. My point is, you could have signed that 3 months ago. You could have signed that in August. You know,
I want to hit the phones on this. We have not opened up the phones at all today, first 3+ hours of the show, but this is a good way to touch the people here at 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny. Many of you driving home from work. So it's official that Terry McLaurin's not going to play against the Chargers. He's not even making the trip to L.A. To be able to roll him out after another day where he can't practice this early on a Thursday gives me pause about next week. Hopefully he'll be ready. It's just too far to know. How could we possibly have even an educated guess? But in the same way that I told you when they ruled out Jaden Daniels on Friday in his first game missed, that tells you if it's anywhere near close, if you're getting really, really on the precipice of playing, they go into the weekend. They give you every opportunity. They're not doing that with him. They're not even putting him on the plane. They're saying it's better for you to hang back and rest up and recuperate. We're here. We said all summer, what happens if, ... What happens if he gets off to a slow start? That would look terrible. What happens if the guy that doesn't get hurt gets hurt? That would look terrible. First time in 7 years, back-to-back games, he's not available for health. I know it's an easy layup, you know, shouty show take. I get it. It could have not had anything to do with the summer. But things are happening that have never happened before after this. So, yeah, it could be a coincidence. That's what you're telling me, though. You're telling me it is a coincidence that the durable guy who doesn't get hurt got hurt after not doing everything he's previously done to get his body ready. Maybe, but that's what you're telling me. That's what you're asking me to believe. You're asking me to believe it's a complete coincidence that he had his least productive 3 games. Now, I'm not saying it was just on him. They're not throwing him the ball. They're not targeting him. Maybe it's a Deebo Samuel's taking over. The offense is going through him. I think any of those variables, by the way, could have something to do with him not having been in practice all the time. They get used to throwing to Deebo. They build more of a rapport with Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff gets comfortable with what the offense looks like in practice. That's what he feels good about. All of these things could have been based on the fact that he wasn't at practice. I hope he's back in week 6, but here's what I know. Washington, in a massive game that they've got to have so that they're not sub-500 through 5 weeks, is going to L.A. this weekend to play the number 2 defense in the National Football League and one of the best pass defenses in the entire sport. And Jaden Daniels, coming back from injury, is not going to be able to throw to Terry McLaurin or Noah Brown. It's going to be the Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane show with a lot of Deebo in motion and hopefully getting some jet runs and end-arounds and jet action. I'm being salty, but I'm a little annoyed. That's all. I just need you to do everything you can do when you're my captain, when you're one of the faces of the whole thing. Do everything that you can do so that there's no possible fly in the ointment so that we can't sit here and speculate. Don't let us speculate. You didn't do that. You gave us the ammunition to speculate. And it was him. It's the guy that never does. It's the best of all of them in terms of the professionalism who did it. That part is so annoying to me.
Yeah, I smell what you're cooking. I mean, when Laremy Tunsil doesn't come to OTAs because he's doing his own thing, I go, I don't love that, but all right, bunch of years as a Pro Bowler, star, I get it. He's going to get a million rest days off. It annoys me a little bit, but all right, the guy's going to produce. But when Marshawn Lattimore doesn't come and starts out the year terrible, this hand is up for annoyance. I have an annoying hand. It's going up. Remember when you didn't do everything you possibly could do to get ready for a season? Remember when the excuse was injury last year and now you're getting toasted like delicious sourdough bread with just enough butter on it to make it go down clean and easy? And I wish I could have some right now because I'm really hungry. I'd love a toasted sourdough bread. But that's you, Marshawn. You're toasted sourdough bread, dude. Same deal with Terry. If one of the reasons that you're trying to give to get paid is you do everything possible. Did you do everything possible this year? The answer is no. So that's my annoyance here. And the worst case scenario, so to speak, kind of happened. And whether it's coincidence or not, it did happen.
So give me two numbers. And this is what we'll hit on the phones next. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. What is your frustration with McLaurin over this situation now? And what is your frustration about the whole thing? Because I'm going to say with Terry, it's a 3. With the whole thing, it's like an 8.5.
Terry, 6.5. Whole thing, 8.5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.